Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. When we come together as a family of faith, amazing things happen. Last year, your support helped triple the number of people praying the rosary. This year, we have the chance to grow our family even more with your help. Four generous couples have pledged to match every dollar donated up to 1 million. Your gift will go twice as far in bringing the rosary to new hearts and homes around the world. Let's unite in prayer and action this Advent. Click donate below and help us share the rosary's message of peace, hope, and love. So, let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today, December 3rd, is the feast of St. Francis Xavier, one of the greatest missionaries in the history of Christianity. He was born in Spain in 1506, and when he was 19, he went to the University of Paris, where he excelled as an athlete and in partying. That is, until he met Ignatius of Loyola. Ignatius was a former Spanish soldier and officer who had his leg crushed by a cannonball. During his convalescence, he underwent a deep conversion and had a dream of gathering a small group of friends who would help him win souls for Christ. In 1528, when Ignatius enrolled at the University of Paris, he was given a room with Francis Xavier. Xavier tried to ignore and then distance himself from this religious fanatic, and he even went so far as to change rooms and publicly ridicule Ignatius about his desire to bring souls to God. But Ignatius had two great qualities. He pursued genuine friendship with people. He personally invested in them one-on-one. And secondly, he had patience. And in the end, these two ingredients won over Francis Xavier. People come to God through other people. That means that genuine friendship is the key to helping your family and friends to know the love of God. So, are you putting real effort into genuine friendship with your spouse, kids, grandkids, friends, and colleagues? If not, how will they be set on fire for God? Ignatius later recounted that Francis was the most difficult person to convert, and in his words, he was the lumpiest dough he ever kneaded. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Ignatius of Loyola took the initiative to develop a genuine friendship, not only with Francis Xavier, but with five others. Peter Faber, Samuel Rodriguez, Alphonse Salmeron, Diego Linares, and Nicolas Bobadil. And these seven friends made a commitment to one another to share their life and faith together. In a letter of June 16, 1547, Diego writes, "Every few days we would take our provisions and eat at the home of one of the companions, and after that at the home of another, and we would visit each other often, and I think this helped us to stay close. In this time, the Lord gave us special help with our studies, in which we did fairly well, directing them always to the glory of the Lord and to the help of our neighbors. And we had a special love for one another, and we even helped one another financially as much as we could." These seven friends, with Ignatius at the head, they became the Company of Jesus, otherwise known as the Jesuits. And the Jesuits became some of the greatest missionaries and educators in the history of the church. But it all started with the friendships fostered through the initiative of Ignatius of Loyola. For he gathered a little group of friends, and the whole world was changed for good. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
After the founding of the Jesuits, Francis Xavier went first to India, then Japan. From India, he wrote this letter to St. Ignatius. I have not stopped since the day I arrived. I baptized all the children who had not yet been, and this means that I have purified a very large number of children so young that, as the saying goes, they could not tell their right hand from their left. The older children would not let me pray or eat or sleep until I taught them one prayer or another. And I could not refuse so devout a request without failing in devotion myself. So I taught them first the Our Father, and then the Hail Mary and the Apostles' Creed. And I noticed among them persons of great intelligence. If only someone could educate them in the Christian way of life, I have no doubt they would make excellent Christians. Many, many people hereabouts are not becoming Christians for one reason only. There is no one to make them Christians. Again and again, I have thought of going back to the University of Paris and everywhere crying out like a madman, riveting the attention of those with more learning than charity. What a tragedy! How many souls are being shut out of heaven and falling into hell thanks to you? I wish they would work as hard at this as they do at their books, and so settle their account with God for their learning and the talents He has entrusted to them. This thought would certainly stir most of them to meditate on spiritual realities, to listen actively to what God is saying to them. They would forget their own desires, their human affairs, and give themselves over entirely to God's will and His choice. They would cry out with all their heart, Lord, I am here. What do you want me to do? Send me anywhere you like, even to India. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Four things strike me about Ignatius and Xavier and the beginning of the Jesuits that led them to make such a great impact for good on the church and the world. First, everyone needs a small group of family and friends with whom we can share our life and our faith regularly. Second, we can't simply stop at the broader community level or even within small groups. Why not? Because people need to be known, understood, loved, and cared for as individuals. And when this is achieved, one-on-one interactions become the most effective way to encourage and challenge someone toward their next right step in faith. Third, someone has to take the responsibility and the initiative to gather that small group and then personally invest in the individuals like Ignatius did. And fourth, even though Xavier went solo to India, as the Jesuits grew, they learned the strength of going two by two, that it's more sustainable and a lot more enjoyable if you have a partner. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Given these four insights, let's apply them to ourselves and try to find some resolutions. Who are the small group of family and friends God has placed in your life? What is the mission field he has entrusted to you? Have you taken steps to gather them regularly? Once a month or every week, or even daily if you live with them, to share a meal or some good activity? Have you invited them to pray the rosary together? Who are the individuals that need your personal investment? Who are those you need to make the effort to really know better, to understand and love and care for? Maybe with some you've done a good job, but maybe with others you've avoided them because they're hard, or they've hurt you, or you resent them. And who could be your partner in this effort to help these souls grow closer to God by a small group or a rosary group and by personal investment? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What strikes you about Xavier and Ignatius of Loyola.
I was really, there was actually just one very brief line that hit me, which is when he's sort of reprimanding the educated fellow students of you have knowledge but no charity.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about how I think the more you know, the more you can trick yourself by your reason to avoid doing things that you should.
Yeah.
Because you kind of convince yourself you have a good intention, but the whole point is that you don't have a good intention, and that's why you want to be tricked.
Yeah, and I think we can even take it further that we kind of give up that everybody I talk with, everyone unequivocally has family and friends that have not yet encountered the love of God. They're far from the church. They don't have any interest. And everyone I talk with, they want those people close to God, but they've found it probably, they've tried and found it hard. They've tried and been rejected, resisted. And it's normal not to want to push and ruin those relationships.
But I think we can be overly analytical in them.
Explain, because I think you're right.
I have a tendency to be like, well, I have to do everything perfectly. And that's the way that people will be converted. But usually that means I never even get started
Yes.
on evangelizing because I'm never going to do it perfectly. And I think that's two things. A, it says that I think that I'm the one who's going to get it done. And B, God can't get it done. As in, those people are too far from God and there's nothing to be done. But I'm really impressed by the innocence of some people who just have they just don't think about it too much and they just ask questions.
Yes.
And I'm like, wow, that's incredible because you're not reading into this too much.
Yeah.
You're just asking good questions just because you want to know.
Yeah.
And it's a very beautiful, innocent kind of bliss in a good way.
I think that those people, they find a way to communicate to the people around them that they accept them and love them unconditionally. And they delight in them. And then that, by that, they really buy the permission to ask any innocent question.
Exactly. Because no matter, even if they were to ask something that was a bit too far or a bit too bold or made someone uncomfortable, I think the person would still walk away going, ah, well, they're just a little. You know, they're not like, oh, that was really malicious. How terrible.
Yeah.
But they're just like, just one of those things that they ask.
And that is the key is just asking simple questions. So a resolution for me personally is because I have people in my life who are just not interested in the Catholic Church. So a good resolution for me is to, number one, not overthink it. And second, really try to delight in those people, show them I love them unconditionally, and then not be afraid just to ask simple questions. So, what's keeping you from the Catholic Church? Or, yeah, that's just a good place to start. It seems so ridiculous, but just coming to a better understanding. How about you? What's your resolution?
I think I like the idea of pursuing a charity equal to my knowledge, or trying to foster a respect for charity that's equal to knowledge, in the sense that I think the best thing you can be is intelligent, and I don't think that's actually true.
No, it's not.
And I think admiring that virtue and pursuing that with a greater zeal
It's fascinating. Remember our discussion on the nine choirs of angels? That the seraphim are the angels closest to God, and they are, seraphim means the burning ones, that they burn with the love of God. The cherubim, they excel in knowledge. And Lucifer came from the cherubim. He had knowledge, but not love.
Yeah, what a dangerous thing. Because
Better to have love.
yeah.
Better to have both.
Because you don't want to, with all your good intentions, not help anyone at all.
Yeah, because like John Wayne said, we got to quote the greatest possible. Like John Wayne said, life is really hard, and it's harder when you're stupid. Yeah, that's a good resolution. Well, if your resolution is that your charity equal your knowledge, you're going to have really
That's
high and
kind.
deep charity.
But I think it's a good point. I think, especially when we're in arguments, it's better to be charitable than right.
Exactly.
I mean,
We're not
we're not
talking
saying
about
that.
being relativistic,
Yeah.
but it's bad to be right and uncharitable.
Absolutely. And most of the arguments, I'm sure many of us are having incredible theological discussions in which being right really does matter to the nature of someone's soul. But most of the time it's just, hey, what was that person's name? I'm pretty sure it was this. Or were
Yeah.
we supposed to turn left? I shut up, I can do this.
We fight about really dumb things, all of
Yeah.
us. Yeah, this is a good resolution of yours. That's a pretty high resolution.
We're in HD now.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.